CFCW Gardening with Sharon time. I'm Jackie Ray with Sharon, and it's all brought to you by Proven Winners, Canada's number one plant brand. Last week we talked about, you know, crushing the hot, dry conditions in your garden, and this week it's kind of a part two as to how do you maintain it.
Right. So last week we talked about how to get the right plants in that spot. So let's talk about how to mitigate those environmental stresses. Number one is maintain consistent, even hydration. So what that looks like, just check your garden daily. If it's dry, give it a good drink of water. A couple of things that I like to do is I like to water in the morning because the plants get a fresh supply of water for the whole day. But I know that everyone lives real lives, and you have to figure out how this is going to work best in your world. Again, watering in the morning gives time for the leaves to dry before it gets really hot, because if you water in the middle of the day, water droplets can actually magnify the sun's rays and burn the leaves a bit. And night watering can create an environment, cool, wet, to develop the diseases like fungal infections. And make sure you water at the base of the plant. Try to keep the plant dry, all the leaves and stuff like that. Then the next thing is mulch. If you are growing a vegetable garden, organic mulch, go that way, because all those inputs are going into your food. Mulch keeps soil cool, and it keeps it moist, and it keeps the weeds down. And then deadhead and pinch back old flowers and leaves, just to decrease the workload of the plant in that kind of a stressful environment.
Oh, great advice. Okay, to find out more about how we can crush the hot, dry part of our gardens, what do we do, Sharon?
You can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and on my website. I have a number of blogs about plants that grow well, how to mitigate a dry, hot garden, and that's all at Gardening with Sharon.